I wanted to follow up with you on the Nation article, which is a sort of summation of lessons learned from the campaign and how to move forward.
Yes, I think it's so important that we change the way that candidates approach their campaigns so that we understand this is for the long haul. And sure, you want to win the election, and it was hard to come so close and not get through the primary for myself last year. But I always said that it's really crucial that we see campaigns not as ends in themselves, but for social change so that we can get the kind of progressive transformations in our country that we want.
And one of the challenges, you say, is merging activism and the long-term political process.
Yes, I really have been struck by the overlap, which is passion and wanting to create positive change, with some of the differences that on the one hand, activists tend to be, if not sporadic, then at least oriented towards working on what is at hand at the moment. And maybe it's one thing one month and another thing the next. But an election campaign, especially if it's going to have a chance of victory, requires really long-term planning and stick-to-itiveness in a particular direction. And it also means reaching out in our communities and listening and doing neighborhood outreach and being engaged in that long-term electoral process. And sometimes those are somewhat different focuses.
You're among the progressive old guard that reached out to the Occupy movement. Going forward, how do they find common ground and keep working on that common ground?
Well, I think that's an important case in point, that the Occupy movement, whether as in the case I experienced in Petaluma and Santa Rosa and elsewhere in the North Bay, very vibrant, very energetic, willing and able to challenge the economic inequities and the big banks and so forth. And I think that's all to the good. But a downside was that I think there was an absence of really dealing with electoral power. And an irony was that, you know, if you were with Occupy in Petaluma or Santa Rosa or San Rafael or anywhere around the country, the chances were that you were making demands on what government should be doing that it wasn't and shouldn't be doing that it was. And yet, when election campaigns came around, often people in Occupy had no interest in getting engaged. And yet, ultimately, they were demanding that people in elective office would change their policies. And if we want people in elective office to change their policies, then we better be willing and able to defeat people in office who we don't think should be there and elect people who we do think should be there.
So are you raising these issues with an eye toward next year's midterm elections?
Well, I think that is an important task. And certainly at the Coalition for Grassroots Progress, we're looking at a lot of races, including in Sonoma County. We have a grave concern about the continued presence on the Board of Supervisors of Efren Carrillo, given his late-night behavior. We also are looking at the northern part of the county, a vacancy for the Board of Supervisors, and also the State Senate as well as the State Assembly. So when it comes to, you might say, the next phase or the outgrowth of the 2012 Solomon for Congress campaign, we've really morphed into the Coalition for Grassroots Progress as a way to mobilize electoral power for progressives around the North Bay.